This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the Human-Animal Connection Show, where we believe we can communicate with all animals. Join us as we explore the 33 principles and healing methods of the human-animal connection. As animal lovers, we know that you share our commitment to making the world a kinder place for all creatures. Together, let's embrace the transformative healing power of the human-animal connection.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Human-Animal Connection podcast. I'm so glad you're with us today because I'm speaking to a really fun new friend, Tappas Fleming, and she's a pioneer in energy psychology. She created a system called TAT, and it's a way to help people and animals dissolve stress and trauma and live happier every day. And we all know there's a lot of trauma going on in the world for both people and animals, so it's really timely that we're talking about this. So welcome, Tappas.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah. So I know I've heard people talk about their cats and even their dogs crying, but I think we're going to really focus on the cats. We'll get to the dogs if we can, but because I know that this is, I've heard this, that people say my cat is crying all the time and it's not fun. It's not fun to feel like your cat's in distress and to not know what it is. And, you know, people go to the vets and the vets go, I don't see anything here that would explain this. So tell us about maybe some of the hidden reasons that a cat might be crying, and then we'll explore some of your stories with people you've helped.
Sure thing. Well, because I've been doing this kind of work for over 30 years, I've developed an ability to see extra information. And what I've seen about cats is that oftentimes they have something that's projected into their energy field. So for them, it's like there's this constant movie going on that can feel threatening. And I don't know if it's because of Wi-Fi or what's happening, but they are tuned into something that can be scary. They can feel like they're being attacked. Somehow it's just hurting them. And to my vision, it looks like a portion of their body is just energetically disturbed. So it can be like from their waist up, it's totally out of connection with the rest of their body. So all of the natural flows of communication can't happen. And so that's distressing. And
now, would you say in that situation that the cat is in physical pain or more energetic pain or both? Well, how would you assess that?
I'd assess it as both.
Okay.
Certainly emotional too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I became aware of it when one client asked me to work with her two cats who were both crying. And she said, yeah, I know of 10 cats right now that friends own that are crying, and everybody's talking about it. So it's, I don't know where it comes from, but it's there. And it's, in my experience so far, transformable in one session usually.
So do you think it's the Wi-Fi, or is that just one possibility? I mean, I know you mentioned that, so I think that's, you know, quite interesting to discuss.
Yeah, well, it's definitely some kind of electromagnetic field that cats especially are picking up on. And it affects different cats in different ways, and different parts of their bodies can be affected.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yeah.
You worked with a cat named Felix. Tell us about Felix and what was going on with him and how you helped.
Sure. That was the cat I was just talking about, and the owner was saying she felt so distressed, she was actually thinking of rehoming Felix because it so causes so much distress to not be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
So what I saw with Felix was he looked like there was as if a green presence in the color of how computer screens used to look back in the day, if anyone listening is old enough to remember that kind of sick
I remember.
Green.
Yeah.
Okay, that sick green color. It was as though there was a presence on his back. It kind of looked like a hologram, you know, so you can see through it, but it's there. And he just kept
looking around, trying to find who or what was attacking him and being distressed. He's a, you can see from his face, he's a hunter kind of a cat. Anyway, when it just took maybe 10 minutes for me to do what I call a cat scan, that's just looking at their energetic field, seeing what's going on, and saw this. And so I just, the owner did the TAT heart pose on Felix's behalf, and I said the whole TAT steps, and then he was fine. He started looking around the house for where's that attacker, but he was fine. He stopped crying.
Okay. So some of our folks will be listening to us and can't see this, but could you describe the heart pose, the TAT heart pose that you used?
Oh, sure, sure. Yep. So it's just one hand, palm down over near your heart midline, and the other hand, palm. So it's palm over palm.
Okay.
Like, you know, statues and pictures of saints look.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, the hands over the heart. Yes.
Like palm over the heart, but center. Yeah.
Center of the chest. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Excellent. And what does it do for the human to be in this pose? What is happening energetically? I'm doing it now. You're doing it. What's happening as we do this? Feels good, but I just...
Yeah, sure. Sure. This creates a connection between us, our whole body, our whole energetic being, including thoughts, emotions, you could say your soul or core of your being, and the whole universe that is more connected, and with whatever you call God, the creator, there's just more instant connection that's created. And I know connection's big with you.
Yeah.
Burke, you know what I'm talking about. So it
exactly.
Just, it creates more connection. So when we're doing this on behalf of our cat, say, it just creates a simple connection between us and our cat. So our cats more clearly hear our thoughts. And it's also heart to heart, you know, that connection. Yes, that's it.
So it kind of tunes up our channel, and it also opens the communication channel between us and our animals to be in that pose. Yeah.
Well said, madam. Yeah.
And there's a long tradition in this. Many spiritual traditions have different poses that help open energy lines within the body and between us and spirits. And yeah, so that's wonderful. Okay. So first you did this heart pose, the person did the heart pose, and Felix began to see this. Can you describe what you saw as this energy was leaving? Or how did, was it fast? Was it slow? Did it happen?
It's very fast.
Very fast.
Usually when I'm delivering the steps of TAT, a lot of times my eyes are closed because in the heart pose, I feel a lot of times more connected with who I'm talking to with my eyes closed. But by the time I looked and did a scan after, I could see and feel there was this green, like attacking presence that was as if stuck on his head and his back was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that only took probably 6 or 7 minutes.
Wonderful. Now, do you ever have energy that says, no, I'm not leaving?
Well, with humans sometimes, but I've never had that with an animal.
Interesting. So all it takes is a little bit of help, a little bit of intention, a little bit of energy, and off it goes, right? So then what happened with Felix after this session?
It's just, like I said, he was wandering around the house trying to see where is that entity or whatever it was that was trying to attack me on my back. So he's prowling around, but he was a happy cat after that. And the owner also played a recording that's part of what I make available at the website, but she just played that recording, and she said her two cats would come over and listen when it was playing.
Ooh.
And she would do the heart pose for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. You know, happy, happy. Now, if Felix didn't have to be rehomed, he could stay with his person and his other cat family. Such a great story, because I think so many people are, if they're in that situation of a chronic crying animal, are, you know, they want to do the right thing, but they don't know what to do. They can't help. And often these animals do get sent to the shelter, you know, they get rehomed, and, you know, it's a real problem. So I'm so glad you're doing this work. Now, just curious, is this like an American phenomena, or is it just our cats that are crying, or are we seeing this? Are you, because I know you work with clients all over the world. So what are you seeing worldwide? Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. I wondered the same thing myself. And then I had a client in Taiwan with a beautiful fluffy white cat named Bobo, and Bobo had the same thing going on. So I just did the same thing, and Bobo quit crying.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful to have more peace on the planet when the cats aren't crying.
Well, yeah. And then the cat owners, parents, friends, whatever they call themselves, they also gain the benefit at the same time. And of course, they're happier because their cat isn't crying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And have you found that once you do this healing practice that it's permanent? Does it, you know, the problem doesn't come back?
So far, yes.
So far. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. So good. So this is not just an American problem. This is happening wherever there are cats. And perhaps, you know, our society, we have so much technology running and so many things that maybe create a vulnerability for the cat, since they are so sensitive, you know, right. that allows for something like this to go amiss, where they can't do their own healing. You know, they can't fix it themselves and they need us to help.
Yeah.
You know, because we've created this world that's very noisy energetically, let's put it that way, to be as neutral as I can. And we have them in our home, so we owe it to them to learn how to make that environment more safe and easy for animals to share our lives. Yeah,
definitely. Right, right. That's so well put. Thank you.
Yeah. So there was a cat named Kai. What was the story of Kai?
Kai was a dog.
Oh, a dog. A dog. Okay, let's hear the dog story.
Sure, sure. So Kai was an incredibly nervous, stressed, couldn't sit still whippet. The owners that had a whippet before, they knew how calm and serene a whippet could be. But this poor guy was, even when he'd go to bed alone, he'd be moaning. They were so stressed. So I actually got to work with Whippet in a webinar.
Yes. Oh, that's the one I saw, right? Mm-hmm. I saw you work with him. Yeah, I was so impressed. This dog was just like not comfortable in his skin. He couldn't deeply relax. He was clearly loved his people, but he couldn't settle. He couldn't settle. And they were confused. They were experienced dog owners. They'd had other dogs of his breed, Whippets, before, who were very calm and peaceful. So it wasn't like they were causing this problem, because they knew they had had other experiences with other dogs that were completely calm. And here was this new dog, Kai, that they just couldn't find calmness. So it was beautiful. I watched it, but I'm on you to tell the story. What did you do? How did you approach it?
I love hearing your part, too. No, I just saw where he was being, it looks like blasted, or this, somehow there's this energetic projections that he is under the influence of. So we just heard about him, looked at him, did the TAT process, and it was so sweet and adorable. The owners said, he just ran outside. He was running around, playing with toys. And my favorite image was, she said, he was bounding up and down on all fours like a lamb. I thought, oh my God, so sweet. And then after he came back in the house, big toy in his mouth, he put that down and then was just standing there calmly between them. And she said, look, he never stands calmly like this. His ears are back. You can see he's in love. He's so happy. And her husband had been holding Kai. And he said, as soon as you started the TAT. He relaxed in my lap like he never has before. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I saw. How did it look to you?
That's, you know, exactly what I saw, too. It was so amazing to watch a dog that was clearly struggling. And it wasn't anything like, oh, the garbage people are coming or he's been hit or something like this. There wasn't anything that was apparent that was causing this level of agitation. And it must have been exhausting for him. You know, I mean, the adrenal glands, it's like almost like he was in a shelter environment. You know, that kind of level of stress. Those of you, I know I volunteer in shelters. I know a lot of listeners do. So, you know, to see that level of just inability to get the rest that's needed for well-being. And we all watched this process. I don't know, maybe it was about 15 minutes or something, somewhere in that ballpark, 15, 20 minutes, bunch of students in your class, in your webinar, watching you. And we were all doing the heart pose together. So we're all supporting that energy. And then to see literally like a different dog walk back, yes. He went out to play. He bounced it all out. It was like getting resettled in his body. It was like, you know, he had a major adjustment and he came in and he was a different dog. And this all happened. We watched it, you know. I mean, of course, we couldn't see all the energetic events that were happening, but we saw the behavioral change. We were able to see, okay, his nervous system is no longer, you know, being attacked. He can now be himself. And that's what we want for all of our animals, that they can truly relax into their own experience and to just have the calmness to live a peaceful and good and healthy life.
Exactly. And I got in touch with the owner a couple of weeks later, and she said, yes, he's still doing just great, and we're all so happy.
That is just wonderful. It was really delightful to be able to witness that. And we're going to take a short little break. When we come back, I want to just drill down a little deeper with you about what you see in terms of energy and how quickly energy can change, which I think is the good news. The good news is, yes, these bad things are happening. We know they are, but something can be done. And that's the exciting news. So we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening to the Human Animal Connection. I'm your host, Jeannie Joseph. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have 9 lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Hey friends, if you like what you're hearing and want to learn more, check out Dr. Joseph's book, The Human-Animal Connection, Deepening Relationships with Animals and Ourselves. Or visit the website, thehumananimalconnection.org, to book an online consultation. Thank you for loving animals. Now back to the show.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. We just did a beautiful healing off camera, off sound, and now we've brought Sophia back so that Tapas can look at her energy field and see how she's doing and see. And those of you who are watching saw her not so comfortable when we first started and looking. But a little bit. She's on a little table here. She's just getting oriented, but feeling generally much more comfortable than she was before. So, Tapas, tell us what you notice since the healing.
Well, the first thing is there's about 3 feet around her, 2.5 or 3 feet of just gold light, which this for me is always, oh, everything's healing right now. Physical healing is going on. And her heart is just shining out. And I'm hearing her going, well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, this is me. This is my life now. Oh, yeah. Like that. That's what is going on from my eyes with her looking around like, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, she looks happy.
She does to my eyes. Before, she looked a little like, what's up? Oh, yeah.
She wasn't quite sure, you know, what I was up to with bringing her on camera. And now you look very sweet.
Yeah, hurry. Yeah, our heart's shining even brighter now. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. So those of you who are listening, her mouth is open and a sweet little happy dog smile. And she's kind of alternating, looking around and just kind of relaxed eyes and looking at me. It's just really, really awesome. It's awesome to see the change, you know, because I think she was struggling there. You know, she's older and she's got issues going on, and that's part of it, certainly. It has been a little bit too much of a load that she's been carrying, I think, you know, I'm just really excited to see how this changes things, how it changes her behavior and some of the health issues that she's been dealing with. And
yeah,
I am just so grateful that we could spend this time in this way and can do this beautiful session. I will certainly report back to you how she's doing. And in if we can get that report done before the final edit, we will. If not, we'll do another episode.
Okay. There's one more thing happening. Her brain is cooling off and it's crying with relief, saying, oh, it was so high. Because that, like, you know, 1 foot sort of a dome cap of things aren't flowing here is gone. And so her brain is cooling off and talking to the rest of her body. And gosh, that's what I hear.
That's wonderful. Well, this has been an incredibly beautiful healing session. If people want to work with you, how can they find you?
They can just go to tatlife.com. And I have a whole set of recordings there for animals. I do also half-hour private sessions for animals, but the set of recordings includes things that are being projected in that most everyone can't see. So you'll be able to help your cat, dog, or any animal just by playing the recording and doing the heart pose. Yeah.
That's great. Yes. And she's getting a little heart treatment right now, and she's giving you the happy little look. She's looking good. Thank you so much, Tapas Fleming. And I think we're just going to have to do another one. We're going to have you work with all the animals here, the donkeys and the ups, rabbits outside and everything. Yeah.
I would totally love that. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, well, one more time, your website for folks.
Sure, T-A-T, like Tom Apple Tom, tatlife.com. And it would just warm my heart, thrill my heart to have you help your animal. And you also get secondary benefits when you do. It helps you too.
That's right. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What's good for the animals is good for the human. Tapas Fleming from TAT, thank you so much for doing this beautiful work, and for, in particular, the beautiful work we just did with Sophia, and we'll keep you posted on how things develop. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning into the Human-Animal Connection Show. Please visit our website, thehumananimalconnection.org. There you can sign up for our free email newsletter, book a consultation, or check out our blogs and resources. Our best-selling book, The Human-Animal Connection, is available on Amazon. And your donation of any amount keeps our nonprofit organization providing life-changing services.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.